Our text for today comes from Matthew 26, verse 50. But Jesus said to him, that is Judas, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. If you look up the word bittersweet on Google's Ready to Search dictionary, you'll find this to be the definition. Sweet with a bitter aftertaste. Have you ever tasted something bittersweet? Have you ever experienced a bittersweet moment? Today's text comes from a bittersweet moment near the end of the life of Jesus. Bitter because the betrayer seemed to be one of the closest friends to the betrayed, yet double-crossed his friend in the end. Sweet not because of the payoff towards the betrayer, but sweet because of the response from the betrayed. In the betrayal, Judas comes with the mob and finds Jesus and his disciples. Judas places the death marker on Jesus. He kisses him. The mob knows their target now. The plan worked. Jesus had been betrayed. In most cases, if anyone is ever betrayed like this, it is certainly easy for the betrayed to harbor feelings of strong resentment or hatred. They may even retaliate with violence. Jesus, though, does not. Jesus could have retaliated with more than just a quick uppercut to the jaw. He could have destroyed Judas with his divine wrath. He doesn't, though. He utters these words instead. "Friend, why have you come? Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Jesus certainly was no fool. He knew what was going to happen. He uses this question to reach out to Judas's soul and pull him back from hellfire. He attempts to cut the heart of Judas to get him to see the error of his ways. Let me put it for you this way. "Friend, my disciple, the baby chick whom I've wanted to gather under my wing, why are you doing this? Are you about to betray the all-loving Savior of the world for money and temporary safety? Do you not love me above all things? I can save you, Judas." Judas clearly does not listen. The crowds arrest Jesus, and Judas gets his money. Oh, but that's not the end of the story. Judas may be evil and filled with Satan, but he still is a human with a human conscience. He realizes that Jesus was truly an innocent man. The jingling of the 30 pieces of silver that once pleased him now torture him. He runs to the Jewish leaders and casts his money back. His terror-stricken conscience has nothing to comfort him. All of Jesus' proclamations of grace and salvation from over the past 3 years from traveling with him were thrown out. His faith was non-existent. He had nothing to cling to. He had nothing but darkness. And so the devil claimed another that day, and Judas hung himself. What a sad story this is. What a relatable story this is. This sounds like us as natural sinners, but the difference between this sad situation and our situation is clearly the Savior. Our sinful selves are covetous, always wanting more. We sometimes are bitter about our lot in life, and sometimes we can perform the bitter double cross. Listen to the Lord's words. "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. In sin we were conceived." The Lord is reaching us with his words, and they cut deep, don't they? When we sin, why have we come? Why are we breaking his commands? Oh, the sorrow that comes from this. It's deep, it's dark, it's outright depressing. But thankfully, we have the answer to our sorrow. In fact, I have it written down for you today. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." These are the words of Jesus our Lord. Jesus, the alleviation of all our sorrow, is where we turn to the sweet part of our bittersweet betrayal today. Jesus was certainly a selfless man. He had the means to obtain anything he wanted to. He could have made himself an earthly king. But that's not how things were to play out. Jesus was appointed to save the world through his gruesome death, and he was determined to do so. He lived his life and obeyed the law of the Lord perfectly for us. He traveled all the way to Gethsemane, knowing that he was to be betrayed. That night in the garden was truly a sweet response to a bitter betrayal. He didn't just lay aside power and riches. He didn't just lay aside his freedom and life, but he was setting himself up to take upon himself the most gruesome and foul thing you could imagine: punishment for the sins of the world and the agony of hell. This must happen this way. He came to be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. He came to be chastised for our peace. He came to heal us with his stripes. He allowed himself to be arrested and take on the most lowly of positions so that he could drink the most foul of cups, a cup so foul that he prayed to his Father that it may pass from him. So what did Judas's betrayal earn him? A few pieces of silver, some temporary safety from the authorities, and a whole lot of guilt. What does our sinful betrayal earn us? Maybe not silver or temporary safety, but definitely a whole lot of guilt as well. The sweet response of Jesus, though, what did that lead up to? Why exactly is that so important to us? Well, it led up to the most important of earnings. What did Jesus' sweet response earn him? A cup of bitterness and all the sins of the world. What did Jesus' sweet response earn us? The absolution of all the sins that we have ever committed. The magnitude of this love and selfless sweetness shown by Christ is incomprehensible. He allowed himself to be double-crossed by one of his disciples. He allowed himself to be captured, allowed himself to be ridiculed by Pilate and Herod, allowed himself to be scourged, spat upon, mocked, beaten, crucified, so that he could take upon himself the sins of the world, the sins of you and me. This is definitely the sweetest response I have ever seen, because not only did he take upon himself these things, but he has given you and me everlasting life, forgiveness of sins, righteous status in the eyes of our Heavenly Father, robes as white as wool, and so much more. So when I looked up bittersweet on Google's Ready to Search dictionary, the definition was sweet with a bitter aftertaste. In our text for today, we find that the betrayal was bitter with a sweet aftertaste. We see that Judas's bitter backstab on Jesus was one of the most bitter expressions one could do, and all it led to Judas to was a feeling of bitterness and a bitter demise. We find that Judas's feeling of bitter grief was a proper response, a proper feeling concerning his sin, but his reaction was not, for he failed to see the sweetness in the garden. This sweetness in the garden is what Christ did in the garden. It's what Christ did on the cross for you and me. And though it may seem like only an aftertaste in our trying time on this world, it will be the only taste on our palate when Christ returns to take us home. Amen. We'll close with hymn 155, verses 1, 4, and 5.